From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. There's a few hours left before polls close in Iraq. Iraqis are choosing members for a new parliament, the second such national ballot taken since Saddam Hussein was forced from power. But it's also been a violent day. At least 24 people are dead in bombings and mortar attacks, and dozens of people have been hurt. NPR's Quil Lawrence is in Baghdad. He says Iraqi leaders are encouraging people to face down attackers.
The Iraqi prime minister has been encouraging people to still go out and vote and to be more defiant in the face of these explosions. We'll have to wait till the end of the day to see how brave people are in the face of all of these blasts. In the past, in past elections, there have even been cases where people got hit by rockets or explosions, buried their dead, and then went to vote.
NPR's Quil Lawrence in Baghdad. Afghan police report two militant groups are fighting in a northern part of the country. One faction is Taliban members. Another is loyal to a former Afghan prime minister. Reports say the groups are battling for control of local villages where the Afghan government has little influence. Meanwhile, Afghan President Hamid Karzai is visiting the town of Marja. NATO, U.S., and Afghan troops recently retook control of that town from the Taliban. Residents there are upset. They're telling Karzai they don't like intrusive house searches conducted by foreign troops. Of the votes counted so far in a referendum in Iceland, more than 90% of voters have rejected a $5 billion plan to pay off Britain and the Netherlands for debt incurred by the collapse of an Icelandic bank. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Reykjavik.
Results were even better than the no vote camp had hoped for in a referendum watched closely in Europe. When Icelandic internet bank Icesave collapsed in 2008, the British and Dutch governments compensated their own citizens who held accounts with Icesave, but then demanded that Iceland pay them back. Many in Iceland objected to the tough terms of the repayment plan, and the referendum results are indicative of how angry many Icelanders are. They say they cannot afford to pay back the $5 billion owed. Others accept they must pay but object to the high interest rates on the repayment insisted on by Britain and the Netherlands. Now the repayment plan will be renegotiated, Icelanders hope, at a more favorable rate. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Reykjavik.
Automaker Toyota says there is nothing wrong with electronic systems on its recalled vehicles. Two congressmen said Friday Toyota can't prove that, so the Associated Press reports Toyota will try to duplicate the problem by one critic who says he's been able to manipulate electronics and force Toyota vehicles into sudden acceleration. Toyota says it will show the situation is so contrived that this can happen to any car. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. The Vatican says it supports reports to investigate charges of sexual abuse in Germany's Regensburg diocese. The abuse is alleged in a boys' choir once led by the Pope's brother. NPR's Silvio Poggioli reports from Rome.
The diocese announced that a former member claims he was abused while singing in its renowned boys' choir. A spokesman said the abuse happened before the Reverend George Ratzinger, the Pope's brother, took over as choir master in 1964. He retired in 1994. Father Ratzinger told a radio station Friday that he did not know of any abuse cases while he led the choir. The Regensburg revelations follow 170 similar ones from ex-students of Catholic-run schools in various German cities. A statement published in the official Vatican daily, L'Osservatore Romano, said that the main reason of the Church's clarification is to render justice to possible victims. The statement voiced support for the Regensburg diocese in its willingness to analyze the painful question in a decisive and open way. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
The Philippines military says its Marines have killed seven people they allege are militants linked to al-Qaeda. The Filipino Marines raided a militant hideout in the southern Sulu province looking for members of the Abu Sayyaf extremist group. Filipino Brigadier General Rustico Guerrero says they did not capture a senior militant leader they targeted who escaped with other fleeing rebels. Zulkifli Binhir, also known as Marwan, is also wanted by the United States, which has offered a $5 million reward for him. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.